Now let's continue. These will be longer phrases. This time you'll repeat after me. Feel your airflow. Watch your pitch. Use clear, crisp articulation. Go ahead, Lynn, and give me that A3 again. The tiger crept silently along. We blew a tire just as we pulled over to the curb. Raindrops splattered against the windshield. Watching television too much will wear on your eyes. When will you quit your complaining? Now let's bring Lynn in and let's hear the pitch again.
Lately, I've been feeling a little sluggish. I wonder whether the weather will warm up. She's sorry she kept you waiting for so long. The rushing stream washed the soil along with it. She missed the 5 o'clock train once again.
Now I'll say it once, and Lynn will say it once. The next phrase, we plan to take a break at lunchtime.
It's been a while since we've talked.
She shops on Thursday for fresh vegetables.
Have you seen the sale going on at the mall?
What would you like to do after work?
As you may have sensed, the words, phrases, whether long or short, help you feel your female voice. Experiential learning is a key component in the early stages of your training. In essence, what we're doing is designing, building, and executing your feminine voice program. It's a progression of motor tasks, gradually going from simple, single words to long phrases. Just like learning to drive a car, learning to play a musical instrument, learning a sport, learning a language. You get the idea. It's been our experience that when you closely adhere to the structure of this training approach, established through this kind of hierarchy of simple to complex, you'll develop a strong foundation,
which will help you transfer these skills into conversational speaking effortlessly, gracefully, convincingly.